Hello, hello, Reddit land. I am Framboise, and I am here to record my second ever ramble. I have to say the amount of positive feedback and the number of messages I have gotten reacting positively to my first ramble and the audios I've made since then has been such a lovely, lovely surprise. There is something that turns me on so much about turning other people on with my voice. Like the knowledge that you are sitting there right now in your desk chair or your car or with your AirPods in at work, with my voice in your ear, getting all worked up, is just so joyful. I cannot even begin to explain. And stuff is going really well for me personally right now. I haven't laughed this much in a year or 5 years. Just things are really, really good. So I wanted to share some good feelings with you, with the help of some of these naughty little toys in my nightstand. What are we gonna use today? We're gonna have eight inch purple dildo on standby. I think we're gonna start with pink vibrator. We gotta have Hitachi wand there because once I get going, sometimes Hitachi wand is really the only thing that can fully satisfy me.
People
messaging me or leaving comments on my audio posts is really nice. But what's even better is the people who have recorded themselves reacting to my audios. Holy shit. Sometimes it's just wet noises with no other explanation. Sometimes it's people sitting down and telling me what they thought right after they finished listening. Sometimes it's people live reacting as they listen to my audios. And that is just so hot. I love hearing you guys react to me. There is something about audio that is just really intimate and special. I've had somebody send me a photo, video, cum tribute before, and it really did not do it for me. But the sound of someone being affected by my voice is tremendously hot. I'm just getting started here. I'm gonna play with myself with this pink vibrator, but I'm not gonna turn it on yet. I love in your guys' reactions when you tell me what your favorite parts were, because then that tells me what kind of audios to record or look out for in the future. A bunch of you have asked, do I need to have my personal kinks in a script before I record an audio, or is it all just acting? And the answer is no, absolutely I have to have a personal connection to the script. I do not think I could record an audio if the kinks were completely not my thing, or because then I would just be reading words off the page. And yes, I'm an actor. Yes, I could record words on the page, but I think the point of naughty audios is that crosses the line between acting and reality. Yes, I'm just a voice of a girl on the internet, and no, you can't come over to my house and fuck me for real. But Yeah, absolutely. All of the scripts I pick have a personal connection to my kinks. Like, oh, fuck. Like, I recorded one recently that's an F4F of a girl whose partner puts a Lovin's toy inside her and then forces her to go grocery shopping and then out to lunch at a fancy restaurant while she makes the toy buzz in the speaker. And holy fuck, if I could tell you how badly I want that done to me. So when I saw that script, I knew I was gonna fill it like that same day. I was so excited. And like the gamer one that I recorded, like the one where it's two people waiting in line for the Switch 2 to be released at midnight. Like, yeah, absolutely. That's my thing. I did work at a GameStop for like a year after college. One, because I needed a job, and two, because I love video games. And I told the store manager at my interview, I was like, the only games I like actually play are Zelda and Pokemon. I said that to him at the time. But I will like listen to people talk about video games like all day, every day. And I will sell your stupid store memberships and your like weird in-house magazine and make people trade in their old games and consoles all day long. And that was such a fun time in my life. So fun. One, because I got to hang out with like the coolest coworkers. And two, because literally all the male customers were like gaga over a woman in the store. And actually, we had three women on staff. I was hired as like an assistant store manager, and then I got promoted to store manager, and the like third and fourth key holders were women. So we were like an estrogen powerhouse in the mall. And oh, it's just fun. It feels very empowering to turn people on while I'm at work and while you can't do anything about it. Like, I'm behind the counter. I'm in charge here. I can kick you out of my store. But yeah, I'm wearing the lowest cut polo shirt I own because that's a dress code. Like, fuck yes, I am. It's just, oh, it's really fun. Turning people on, I guess is what I'm saying. And now I am, oh, I am so wet. The vibrator seems to have slipped inside my pussy somehow and is just getting covered in my wetness as I work it in and out of myself while I talk to you. Oh, and like the first audio I recorded was of these two friends who go to a My Chemical Romance show together. And like, I fucking love MCR. I love emo pop punk music. Like, from age 15 to present, it has been the soundtrack to my life. Like, if anyone ever writes like a Fall Out Boy script or a Taking Back Sunday script or a Paramore script, I will record it for you immediately. I will pay you to get me a Paramore script to record. Because yeah, sometimes I have the words to say what I want to say in an audio, but often when I can find a script that a script that has my interests and my kinks and says things in like a clever or beautiful or sexy way, that's just like one more layer of connection, you know what I mean? Then it's me and the writer working as a team to turn you on and get you super fucking horny at work or at the library or in your car. Oh Anyway, connecting with people over audio is really hot and has brought me lots of joy. Sorry, I'm getting kind of distracted here because this pink toy is rubbing right up against my G spot in a way that I haven't really had a toy before this that did that. Like, I did not think that I could have my G spot stimulated in a way that like did anything. But then I got this one for myself a couple months ago, and I proved myself wrong. I'm just gonna let you listen to how wet I am for a second. Hold on. It's like covering the toy. It's smeared all around the entrance to my pussy, and it's dripping down onto the bed, making quite a mess. Oh, okay, but I do think I have to turn on the vibrator now. Oh, fuck. Okay. With this one, sometimes if I hold it just right, I can get it to hit my G spot on the way in and my clit on the way out, and it's on. Real, how good it feels. Like, I don't even know why people need drugs when orgasms exist. Because honestly, this is just how I want to be all the time. I want to be half naked in my bed, thinking about you masturbating to my voice and me masturbating to the thought of you and making myself feel good. In the ways that only I know how to make myself feel good. Oh, fuck, yes. Gonna turn it up. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Inside me, I'm gonna come. So on days like this when I'm super horny, because one, I've just been listening to audios and replying to comments and messages on Reddit all morning, and also I'm ovulating, so I'm like extra, extra, extra horny. Sometimes that first orgasm is just breaking the seal, like letting the cork pop, you know what I mean? And I can just feel that there's another 3 or 4 just waiting to be let out. So I'm gonna put my phone between my tits and get my Hitachi involved here. And we're gonna have my pink vibrator buzzing inside my pussy with the Hitachi on my clit. Oh, absolute bliss. Oh, God. I'm so happy that you're here feeling good with me. And hopefully making yourself feel good too. Or if you can't right now, that you're thinking about how good it's gonna be when you get home or get into a bathroom stall and you can finally touch yourself. I'm gonna come again. I'm gonna come again. Now that it's on my clit. Now that it's just pressed up against my clit with the vibrator fucking in and out of me so fast. Yeah. Fuck, that's good. I don't know if we're gonna go for 5 today, and it might be a little ambitious, because I do have plans for tonight. I have to clean up after this, get dressed, and I wish that you were here to see how filthy and creamy my pussy is, and to pick out panties for me to wear. Or maybe you're gonna say no panties, but you'll tell me what your favorite color is so I can pick out a sundress for you. With little spaghetti straps and my tits. Oh, barely hidden by the top and my huge hips and ass under a twirly little skirt. I wish you were here to pick one out for me. Tell me what to wear. Tell me what to wear that turns you on so fucking much. And the whole time we're out together, you can't keep your hands off me. You can't. You can't keep your hands off my waist, off my ass, and the back of my neck. And you're trailing your fingers up and down my neck and up and down my spine. And maybe they even wander under the skirt of my dress a little bit. And you. Oh my God. Oh, 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 oh. Feel my clit like melting under this Hitachi, and I can feel my pussy clamping down around my vibrator because I'm so turned on. This is insane. This is insane. How does this feel so good? I didn't. Oh, we gotta get purple toy involved here. Oh, okay.
Good job.
Good job, pink vibrator. We gotta get my 8-inch dildo into the mix here. Let me just talk to you a little while I work it in. Another thing I haven't explored yet, except in one audio, is my MILFy side. Because yes, in real life, I am a MILF. And when I tell you that the school parking lot is so windy for some reason, so that sometimes when I go to pick up my kids, it lifts the skirt of my sundress, and I can feel people staring, and it turns me on so much. I think I need to look for more MILF scripts to record, because a lot of you apparently find that pretty fucking hot. The thought of a quote-unquote older woman. I'm not old, but I probably am older than some of you. And that's kind of hot. So if you find a good MILF script that you think I should record, or honestly any script that you see hasn't been filled yet, especially, and you think I could do a good job for you, that I could be a good girl and do a really good job filling the script for you, just DM it to me, please, and I'll do my best to be a good girl for you and do what turns you on. Okay, we're gonna have one more, and then I have to go. Oh god, I really don't wanna stop. I really just wanna stay here and fuck myself all day and all night while you get off to the sound of my voice. And while you imagine what I look like in my bed, impaled on an 8-inch dildo so big I can barely fucking move, and with the Hitachi buzzing on my clit, I'm about to come so fucking hard, you guys. I'm about to make such a mess. Oh. my goodness. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Okay. Oh, now I have to, like, for real, I have to get cleaned up and put on clothes again and go be a normal member of society. Oh, but this has been fun. As always, I have so much fun in this community. And you know, if you are looking for your like sign to record sexy audios to start creating in this community, this is your sign. Fucking do it. Either record a ramble or pick a script that aligns with your gender identity. Because there's so many good scripts out there, you guys. And I promise there is one that will speak to you and your kinks and your interests. Fucking do it. Fucking do it. Because if it were not for you guys, I would not be recording this. And we all need a little more joy in our lives right now. That's it from me, Framboise. Thanks for listening.